Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Christmas time. It is my absolute favorite. Harry Simeon Corral, that's the best one. Little Drummer Boy. And then the video is really cool too. If you see the video, it's really pretty good. But Christmas, it's a week away. Technically less than a week, because at midnight it becomes Christmas next Friday night. So, and for everybody, you know, and Merry Christmas, and hope you're doing your shopping. I hope you're healthy. I hope for all the best. It's the time of the year that's tough when you're not healthy. So you need to stay healthy. All right, let's go back to Keith. Keith, I'm sorry. I just wanted to get that information on the sports book. What was your game that was the biggest blowout?
No worries. No worries, Howard. I was game four of the 93 World Series. It wasn't necessarily numerically a big blowout, but what it was, they were up, 14-9, and then they ended up getting beat 15-6.
Yeah, that was a tough game, but it was close. I remember when Mitch Williams gave up.
Right.
When Lenny Dykstra went nuts, and that's where he said Mitch was a barrel finder. I had Lenny on the air, and he just buried Mitch. But things, you know, bleep happens. That wouldn't qualify because I want a blowout, but I appreciate the call and have a Merry Christmas. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. And I want to talk about the situation with the NFL. They are hypocrites, as you said, in fraud.
The NFL.
The NFL, yeah.
Yes, they are.
A situation with Antonio Brown and Aaron Rodgers. Now, Antonio Brown's not a great character, I understand, but they gave him more of a severe penalty than Aaron Rodgers. And it's not only money, but I think if you're a superstar, you get, and I think that's unfair. I think the punishment should be the same for everybody, okay? And that, to me, is hypocritical.
Okay, now here's the question. Would you rather the game be forfeited than move it to Tuesday? See, that people, I think, want a game. First of all, they should have played it on Sunday, and that's the bottom line. But would you rather it be forfeited or play on Tuesday?
Well, I think I like your theory about they should have sued up people and play them anyway. But if it had to come down to that, I'd rather forfeit it and let the Redskins and the NFL suffer money-wise. So
you'd rather have the game forfeited?
Yeah. Because to see the NFL lose the money because they're hypocrites. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the whole thing is it's disgraceful because of what they've said in the past.
Right. I wanted to ask you something else. How'd you like the way the Veterans Committee voted?
I think it's a disgrace that Dick Allen is not in the Hall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you
it's
think
a, it's
there was
a total
conspiracy?
Disgrace, and there's somebody, and I think it's somebody at the Hall of Fame that has a problem. All right, thanks for the call. All right, this time of the year, What would it be without the famous tones of Arthur? The Popo is chasing him down, but we'll get him before the Popo stops him. Hey, dope, what's happening?
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. I said, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Through the field we go, laughing all the way. Bells on cocktails sing, making our spirits bright. Yo, dope, what's
okay.
up?
Hey, you know what? Are you done your Christmas shopping?
Correct.
You are?
Yeah.
What was the best gift that you got somebody for Christmas?
Louis Vuitton for the girl.
You did?
Expensive. Yeah.
Where do you get the money? You're unemployed. Where do you get that money?
I paid cash.
Where'd you get the cash?
Fifth Amendment.
Where did you get the cash? Did you declare that money on your taxes?
Declare what? It's a sports book. What do you think they do? What do you do, get a receipt?
Okay, so do you file a tax return?
No. What?
Well, how do you get money? Do you have that much money stuffed in your mattress?
Listen, first of all, the house belongs to my attorney. Wink, wink. Okay, genius?
Okay, well, wink this. All right.
What
about your car? What about your car? How do you buy a car?
Attorney, I own nothing. Oh, my God. Where are you? Let me take you to 101.
It's unbelievable. How much do you think you make a year off a booking, off a sports
book? I'm not so good at you, but I'm in Arizona. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what would you say? Would you say 100, 200,000?
Fifth Amendment. Are you trying to get me to indict myself?
Well, yeah, but it's easy because you're going to be. We remember last time you called, we set an over under on when the next time you're going to be arrested. I say it's January 31st,
no,
and I take
35th.
I take
yo,
no
yo,
no
yo,
I take
yo,
the
bye.
Under the 31st. You moron.
Days in a month, bye. Come on.
I misspoke, just like Roger Clemens misspoke. January 31st, I say it's the under before you get arrested again.
Well, let me say this to you. Listen, I've been in the casino pretty good, you know what I mean? So your odds might be okay.
Well, wait a minute. When you went in there, they're supposed to take your information down for taxes. Do they do that?
Huh? Listen, if I buy in at $9, what are they taking my information for?
Well, so what's the biggest bet you make at the table? What game do you play?
I bet wrong. You understand? I bet with the house, at the crab table. They don't like me when I'm at the table.
Okay, so that's your game. What's the biggest bet that you make at the crab table?
Yeah, your brother, it depends. Sometimes I got $4 on the don't pass line. Sometimes $4. It depends. You know what
All
I mean?
Right.
It depends what the number is.
So,
I mean, if it's a six. I'm not going to put nothing up there. Going to be short.
I can't believe there's honest people that get arrested. You're a criminal. And
honest people get arrested. Where you been? Did you see they robbed the Louis store? Nobody went to jail. They robbed Bill. Where you been? Are you watching the news?
Yeah,
they put a bookmaker in jail, and these guys go in and rob these high-end cars, take $100,000 watches. I hate to tell you this. I've given up booking. I'm just going to go to the Louis store and take anything I want.
Oh, okay. All right. So, okay. So now,
oh my God,
what do you think you're getting for Christmas other than coal?
I took the lawyer and me went looking at a new Mercedes.
Well, yeah, but Santa's you're a naughty boy, so Santa's not going to get you anything.
Whoa, hold on, pump the brakes. Didn't we get my Christmas wish? I thought I was an Eagles controversy quarterback.
It's not a controversy. So what is your Christmas wish? That's not a Christmas wish. Because there's not a controversy.
You mean for a gift for myself?
Yeah. How about the Giants making the playoffs?
No.
When would that happen? In 20 years?
How about the Yankees winning the World Series? That's my real Christmas wish.
Okay.
All
right.
What?
All right. So now this is the time of the year.
Correct.
A little melancholy, and you are the one that brings the positive energy, the emotion of the season and Christmas. So roll out a Christmas carol, and we'll see if we get to the next one.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's too corny. You know, a real sentimental one. A real sentimental one.
Okay, hold on. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry.
All right, now a medley. Roll into Nat King Cole.
Oh. Nat King Cole? You mean the Christmas song?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, now you know what? You got me in a bad spot.
Why is that?
Can you help me up getting a little started?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you got to have a medley of songs.
A medley?
Medley. It's called a medley, you nitwit.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Your tight being sung by a choir and folks dressed
hey, you know what?
Like
I see.
Steve-o.
You know what? I got the word the Popo's following you right now. Did you know that?
Yo, this is not good. You know what I mean?
All right.
It's Christmas. You don't lock people up at Christmas. What's the matter with you?
Is that right? Well, you got your boyfriend in there will take care of you with a gift.
What? But,
all right,
you know what? Listen, first of all, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I wish everybody the best. And listen, let's not have all this controversy amongst ourselves. The vaccine. Just enjoy the holidays, everybody.
Hey, I want the first call when you're locked up. I want the first call from the joint.
Oh, off my cell phone?
Yep, I want the first call. All right?
I should get hit this weekend. I'm pretty good. But if
okay.
I need a call.
Hey, I want to see your 1099. I want to see your
1099. What's a 1099?
It's a tax form, you moron, or your W-2 or whatever it is.
What W-2? I just told you everything.
You can't. Oh, okay. It's people just
so
giving you
don't
money.
Know.
All nothing. Right, nitwit. Stay out of trouble. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Do you too, you dope. Joe, you're on WIP.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the time.
No problem.
I'm going to make two real quick comments because I do want to get through all my things quickly.
Sure.
Next time you run into our dear friend Anthony over at the sister or the opposite competition station, he was on the radio yesterday and made a statement that the little drummer boy is one of the worst songs in the history of Christianity.
Well, here's what I'll say.
I agree with you, though.
I never listen to any other sports talk station in Philadelphia than WIP. So
well,
I can't.
Just
I can't,
educate them
I
on
can't,
the quality of that song.
Well, it's a great song. So it just.
I hear you. Okay. Whatever. My next question is with the NFL and gambling. What is the rule of thumb with the players? Is it no different they cannot bet on games?
They can't bet on football games.
Okay, same thing.
They do bet on other games. And I think they're allowed to do that because it's legal. Hey, when they play fantasy, I think that's wrong too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they have inside information. That's not what it's supposed to be. That's gambling.
Okay. Now, do you see in the future, the NFL changing rules to get to a larger active roster due to COVID and expand the
game
roster.
No, you can't have it because it costs money for the teams. No.
Well,
they have 19 guys on the practice squad. How many do you need? What do you need, 100 people? What's this, a college team?
Well, to allow more to be on the day of game roster.
Nope. Well,
okay.
No. No, because you know what players are on the game day roster before the game. So you don't need more on the game day roster because you already have that set.
Gotcha. Now, in a hypothetical, would this be hitting rock bottom in professional sports next Tuesday, what if both leagues, the hockey and the NFL, said no fans in the stadium? Would that be pathetic?
Well, they're doing that. They did that in Montreal. I don't think it's going to get to that because you know the deal. Mo money. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, what's your biggest blowout?
My answer to your trivia question for the gift card is I'm going to go back to this season with the Eagles. It really was a blowout in Dallas. The first game.
Yeah, I don't know that I would take that based on some of the other ones. That was a good one. I think it was like a 20-point game. And, yeah, the Eagles kind of caught up late. Merry Christmas. Yeah, but I would not I would not go that route. I would not. I wouldn't go that game. I'm telling you, there's some games that people are missing. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will join us at about 9:40, but we have another segment coming up. I still didn't get an answer. Actually, I did get one or two. Why Glenn Rivers gets a pass when people were ready to get rid of Nick Sirianni after three or four games? Why does Glenn Rivers get a pass? They're just not a good team. He's not a good coach. He hasn't won since 2008. It's just good guy, terrific guy, but he's not a good coach. 215-592-9494. And how many people, two other questions. How many people are inconvenienced by the game moving from Sunday to Tuesday? And how many people haven't finished their Christmas shopping yet? 215-592-9494. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. The time now is 9:19.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Arthur is special, isn't he? Arthur is just special. What a dick. All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how are you, bud?
How you doing?
Good. Yeah, first, I wanted to thank you. A couple years ago, I was at the link, and you let my kids, my autistic daughter, and everybody try on your ring. I really appreciate that. Quick question for you, though. How do you feel... or what do you feel the Eagles should do with the draft picks coming next year? I'm thinking defense and then the rest of the
picks. Well, I think it's defense, but we can't really identify names yet. It's too early. But
no,
I think
not names.
Yeah, I think
I'm thinking linebacker.
Yep. But you got to have the players. You just can't take a position if the player's not good enough.
No,
they need a linebacker.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's a Micah Parsons out there that he's really not a linebacker now, but he was when he came out. But I think they're better served at least two of those three picks to be defense.
I agree. And then the rest of the picks take offensive players.
Well, I don't know about that either. You know, you really still have to take the best player available. You really do. You're always going to need players at the position. All right. So what's your biggest blowout?
Well, December 5th, 2005, I was at that game. 42-0. Seattle came in here and crushed our spirits.
Really?
I remember, 42-0.
Reggie White was on the team, Bill?
No, December 5th.
It was Reggie White night.
Yes, it was Reggie White night. We were all hyped. I remember because you were on the radio the next day, and we were all devastated. It was a great – it was supposed to be a great night.
That's a
good
one.
We got crushed. 42-0. That's a heartbreaker.
That is a good one. All right, you're in the mix there. That is a good one. Two gift certificates. We have the Bruno Brothers and Joseph Anthony. So always good. Both are terrific. Doug, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yeah, you as well.
Actually, that's a game I was going to say, Howard. The other one, only because it was a division game, Eagles-Dallas 24-0. The Eagles got shut out.
When was that?
Unfortunately, I don't remember the year. I was just looking at it, but... so that was the one I would
That's
go to.
That's probably not as bad as 42-0.
No, but the fact it was a division game, it's against Dallas, so...
I'm telling you, there's still baseball and basketball.
Yeah, I looked at the one. Am I able to give the Sixers one or no?
No, you just gave
okay.
It.
All right, yeah. Howard, if Hurts is healthy, to me, there's no question Hurts has got to be your quarterback.
Yeah, he's
playing. Yes, Garland had a great game, but it was one game that was against the Jets.
Yeah, he's playing. He was going to play on Sunday, and he's going to certainly play on Tuesday.
And everything's hindsight, and obviously Parsons is having a great year for Dallas. But do you agree that Devontae Smith was the right pick for the Eagles? They desperately needed a receiver, and he's still only a rookie,
yeah,
and he'll just get better.
I don't know that anybody – Micah Parsons is really good, but you look at it as linebacker. If you had to make the choice now, and you can't do that, I would say Micah Parsons – would have more impact on the team than Devontae Smith. Now, that doesn't mean that Devontae Smith is not is and going to be a very good wide receiver. But, you know, when you look at the impact, Micah Parsons is better. But you can't go back. You just got to – and
they wouldn't have been able to get him anyway. Yeah, and like I said, I still think it was the right pick for the Eagles. They need a receiver, and Devontae only get better.
Well, yeah, but Micah Parsons would create more impact. That's what I'm saying. But at the time, Micah Parsons, I believe, was already picked. He was picked right before the Eagles, right? Did Dallas pick before the Eagles?
I know Dallas traded up for their pick. Yeah. So I believe that might be accurate.
Yeah, okay.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family, Howard.
You too. Did Dallas draft before the Eagles?
Dallas picked at 10, and we moved up with Dallas. So Dallas traded back into our pick, and we moved up into Dallas's pick.
So the Eagles could have taken Micah Parsons.
Well, no, because Dallas wouldn't have traded that pick
knowing
that we would have taken Parsons.
Yeah, yeah. And Micah Parsons is, I'm not saying that's not a negative towards Devontae Smith, but Micah Parsons obviously is a more impactful player. Dave, you're on WIP.
Yeah, good morning, Howard. You kind of hit on something as I was listening, but, so I'll have to go with my original question. What does 2 days make a difference if they played Sunday and they just wait 2 days? Well, what difference does that make?
Well, some players are going to come off the COVID list.
Well,
that's what makes a difference.
Okay, because when I was talking to your producer, he made a good point saying that some of the players on the Eagles could contract COVID in those 2 days also.
Well, they better not. I mean, they're being really careful. They could, but you know, that's really looking at it in a different way. But no, they just they hope that the Redskins have more players available to make it more competitive. The NFL doesn't care about competitiveness. They just care about having the game and making it look like it's not a sham. They should have played the game or forfeited the game on Sunday. Hmm. Either play it on Sunday or forfeit it. It's the end. There's no question in my mind. But I think you would have missed the game, right? You would have missed it. If they forfeited the game, you wouldn't have been happy about that either, would you?
Well, I mean, technically, a win's a win, and it helped us get to the playoffs. So, and then they're playing the Giants on Sunday, so you're not waiting that long.
Well, the Giants have nothing to do with it now.
No, I'm just...
Now that Giants game is days after. It's not fair to the Eagles. That's where... The Eagles are not the ones that made the mistakes, and they're the ones that technically get penalized as well, and that's not fair. All right, what's your biggest blowout?
Can I just ask you one other quick question?
Sure.
Because you brought up Richie Allen. Will he get another chance to get into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, 2026. Give me a break.
Yeah, you know, that's terrible.
It's an absolute... utter disgrace. All right, what's your biggest blow?
Okay, so, yeah, when I was waiting and they said that 40-0 something, that's pretty big. But I had when the Washington Nationals beat the Phillies 15-1.
That's not bad. I can think of a – I'm going to ask Kyle to check it, too. There was a game under – I'll give you a hint. There was a game under Dave Kapler. But don't mention it. If you know it, don't mention it because you already – But you're in the mix. You're in the mix. All right,
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Howard.
Yeah. we'll bring it to light. Rich, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. How are you?
You're good. How are you?
So I think I have an answer for your Doc Rivers question on why he's
why does he get a pass? I don't understand.
Ben Simmons right now is a bigger target. It's about the only reason I can think of.
Yeah,
Ben Simmons is a bigger target, so the focus isn't on Rivers and his coaching. It's on trying to trade him.
The Eagles were without players. I don't get it. I don't get it. Well, we see just by the other night with the way he coached that game the other night, it was a joke.
Oh, it was horrible.
It was terrible.
And that's two games in a row he's been horrible coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a lot more than two games, but it's literally two in a row.
Doesn't seem like he's got control of his team.
Well, it doesn't seem like he has control of Embiid. I mean, I just don't know.
No, I don't think he has that either.
Yeah, it's a strange year. I mean, honestly, I don't want to say Simmons was the key piece, but
he's not a key piece. And then Daryl Morey's at fault too. You know, he should be gone as well. But you can't get rid of a guy that's making $12 million a year. Well, you can. You know, the owners
right.
are rich. So what's $12 million to them? $12 million for he's probably got three more years left, which is ridiculous. Can you imagine that? You're getting $12 million a year. And what has he done?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What has he done? All right, what's your biggest blowout for a Philadelphia team? Either way.
Well, I'm torn between two, but I'm going to go with hockey. I know it's not going to win, but last year in March when the Flyers were still trying to get in the playoff hunt, and they got blown out by the Rangers 9-0. I couldn't even believe I managed to watch that whole entire game. It was over before the end of the first period. It's really ugly.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad one either. Yeah, because in hockey, 9-0. Can you imagine
9-0.
I know. All right, you're in the mix. You're in the mix. Jim, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Another day in paradise for me, Jim. Merry Christmas to all.
Good for you. Arthur needs to put out a Christmas album. It'll be a
There's no question. There's no question.
He should be a producer.
He could put it on the. He could put it on the criminal label.
Well, there's plenty of them. When I think about the Eagles and the COVID, I think you kind of mentioned it. It was a real opportunity for the NFL to, enforce this COVID. And they just dropped the ball. I know it's all about the money. And when I see players on the Eagles, say things like, oh, they were all disappointed. It's a joke that, we can't play. I don't think they realize that they would lose a paycheck if the game's forfeited, and I think their attitude would definitely change knowing that they're going to lose the game check.
You mean the Washington team?
Washington, and then from my understanding, if the game is forfeited, the Eagles players also don't get a game check.
No, because Washington has to pay. That was part of the situation. The Washington football team would be responsible for any money to the other team.
Wow. Well, Daniel Snyder's got the money. Glenn Rivers, he's got to go. So many games dating back from the playoffs to now, nothing's changed with Embiid. He didn't play the other night because of a sore ribs.
Which is a joke. Can you imagine Jason Kelce plays with everything? Broken finger last year, bad knee, bad elbow, and poor Joel has sore ribs.
Right.
You're kidding me, right? You're kidding me.
He's
a really good player, but I think he's soft. I think he's soft.
Oh, absolutely. How many times have we watched him run up and down the court when he can't even breathe?
Yeah, I know. That's another problem. Yeah, take the bubble wrap off.
My Eagles game that I remember was in 2018, and it was not even – the Eagles had no spark in any quarter. I remember it vividly. They lost to the Saints 48-7, and when the offense, the defense, just everything was a complete disaster.
And what was the score?
48-7, they lost to the Saints.
Oh, yeah, somebody already said that. That was the Saints game. Somebody already said that. Do you have another one?
I do. In 19, Carson Wentz and the Eagles lost 37-10 to the Cowboys. I think that was Aguilar's alligator arm game.
I thought it was the alligator arms in Seattle. Oh, is Atlanta?
Well, I remember them commenting about it like he didn't reach out for the ball because none of the wide receivers, I don't think anybody had 40 yards receiving.
Yeah, all right.
But they got blown out 37-10.
All right. We'll put you in the mix. There's some other ones that I'm looking for, too. There really are some other ones. All right, we're going to come back with Mark Lawrence to take a look at what a mess this weekend in the NFL is. And it's not just the weekend, it's Tuesday. How do you even bet that game? And then college bowl games, we'll take a look at the bowl games for today and the upcoming week, see if Mark has any games that he likes. 215-59, and we're going to get some more qualifiers for the gift certificates for the Bruno Brothers. Check it all out at thebruno.com, whether it's gifts for Christmas, whether it's catering, whether it's food in their stores. It's all great. And Joseph Anthony is also terrific. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, the secret to finishing holiday shopping, now with 3 locations, and they're all beautiful, beautiful locations. Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Check them out in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, which is no better place to be when you want to have fun. 94 WIP, WIP Sports Time is now 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little
or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
38, now here, 94. WIP on a weekend before the big weekend of Christmas. It was so nice to have Arthur sing some Christmas carols for us. But there's also football to look at. The NFL is a mess, but we'll take a look at that and the college. And to do that will be Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you today?
Howard, I'm just terrific. I got to tell you that you mentioned Christmas carols. In my car, I absolutely love channels 49 and 58 where they play Christmas music all month long. It's just, I look forward to getting in the car, turning it up, and getting into the Christmas music.
You know what? There's a station for our company here in Philadelphia. It's B101, and they start in early November. Actually, they would start in July if people wouldn't be outraged and play Christmas music. But they start, I think it's, I know it's early November. I don't know if it's earlier. And it's B101, and they play Christmas carols.
That's great.
24/7. But my favorite, and I played it earlier, is Little Drummer Boy by the Harry Simeon Chorale. That's my favorite. That's just my favorite. And it's my final answer. All right, now, let's
By the way, my son had to sing that song as a solo in school, in elementary school. He did it as a solo. I remember that really rather well, Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That is terrific. All right, let's take a look at, let's start with college. There's some ball games, and let's kind of cover the week because there's games this week, too. They just stuff in as many bowl games as they can. All right, so let's take a look at today, and then if you have any during the week, who do you like?
Well, today I'm going to look at two games, double-digit dogs. They both cashed yesterday, and that's usually what happens in these minor bowl games, these double-digit underdogs that are thrilled to be in the game they're in, and the favorites really could care less about the bowl game. We saw it yesterday, and I think we'll see it again today. First play is going to be Texas El Paso, mm-hmm. taking 12 in the New Mexico Bowl against Fresno State. And this is a UTEP football team that obviously is thrilled to be here. It's been a long time between winning seasons for this football team. You've also got Mountain West Conference bowl teams are 4-0 to the spread the last four against Conference USA teams in bowl games. And on the other side, Fresno State started the season with visions of going to not only winning their conference championship, but making it into a much bigger bowl game. They failed miserably down the stretch coming in here, and they're just 1-6 to the spread, laying points in bowl games. I think Texas El Paso comes with everything they've got in this football game today.
All right, who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be in the Lending Tree Bowl with Eastern Michigan taking 10 points against Liberty. And on the flip side, Liberty had these great visions. They started out 7-2. They thought they were going places. They end up 0-3 the last three last three games, and they fell into the Lending Tree Bowl. Eastern Michigan, absolutely thrilled to be here. They've got a head coach here in Chris Creighton who is just terrific as a head coach, turning this football program around on its ears. And you've also got here, they're the number one team in fewest penalties in all of college football, Eastern Michigan is. They don't beat themselves, very disciplined football team. I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled the rug out on Liberty today.
All right. Is there a game this week that you would look at in college?
Beyond this weekend is what you're saying?
Yeah, beyond this weekend.
Yeah, I would look Tuesday, San Diego State playing Texas, San Antonio. Texas, San Antonio, they come in off an underdog win in their conference championship game at home. Now they're going to play late points here to San Diego State, who lost their conference championship game as a favorite. So you've got a reversal of roles in that sense. But in that game, San Diego State lost. They had a ton of people out with COVID. They're back. They're healthy. They're hungry. And they're embarrassed, I think. And on the other side, Texas San Antonio has never won or covered a bowl game since they came on board in the FBS. I think San Diego State is a good live dog. Another one on Wednesday, I'd look at Army against Missouri. Military teams are terrific in bowl games, 37-14 to the point spread on the blind. You've got Army coming off a loss in this football game, that embarrassing loss to Navy here. And believe me, Missouri is not much. They allow 457 yards a game against other bowl teams. I think Army gets back off the schneid on Wednesday. And if you go one more leg further, Friday night, I got to look at Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl. They're sitting there hosting Memphis with a 6-7 losing record. The only team in bowl games this year that has a losing record is Hawaii. But they do really, really well at home in underdog bowl games in the Hawaii Bowl. And Memphis has got a god-awful defense coming in here laying points. I think Memphis is more concerned about how much suntan lotion they're bringing than they are the bowl game.
All right, let's take a look at the pros. This is just, it's become a mess. Very difficult. There's big numbers. There's really not a lot of great games, but who do you like?
Well, I'm going to look at to fade two favorites that I think could be coming up just a little bit fat off of emotional performances last week against underdogs that I know are going to come because they're also playoff involved, you know, with the playoff intensity here. It's tough ferreting all this out with all this COVID, as you mentioned here, but I think we're going to get square games. Both these football teams should come to the game exactly the way they're supposed to. One is Cincinnati taking three against Denver. The Broncos come off that huge emotional victory over Detroit in that Demaryius Thomas dedication game, playing Cincinnati, who comes in here off back-to-back losses. And for what it's worth, Joe Burrow has never lost to the spread with the Bengals off back-to-back losses. He's been there three times. He's won the money all three times. I think Cincinnati's the better football team, and I think they'll win this game. I think that's the first play.
All right, who else?
The other guy, I'm going to hold my nose and play New Orleans plus the 11.5 against Tampa Bay. You've got the Bucs coming in here off that big, big win again. I know they're beginning to build their case and they're beginning to roll here, but Super Bowl champions laying double digits down the late stretch of the season in the month of December generally do not fare well. And you've got Sean Payton, who is not going to be at the game, sideline with the COVID, but his football teams are really good as dogs and really good in division games as well. So I'll play New Orleans plus the 11.5 to keep this thing close.
You know what? I like the under in that game, too. Do you have a...
I agree. I agree 100%, because if Payton executes his game plan, or his team does anyway, right, they'll be trying to keep Tom Brady off the field as much as they can to keep that low-scoring football game.
All right, the Eagles, this is just it's a mess. The numbers, I talked to the guy that runs a sports book here. It's down to, what do you say, 8.5?
8.5
here. It's been as high as 12. It's nuts. It's just absolutely nuts. And you don't know where it's going to go. So I don't even know how you can play the game. How can you play the game?
Well, you've got to almost really truthfully wait up until game time to find out exactly as close as you can the status of these players, which ones might end up coming in with negative tests. But here, what's interesting is, and I just texted this to you, there's a New York Times put a playoff simulator out there, and it's really, really neat. There's 9 quintillion different possibilities of teams in playoffs right now. The Philadelphia Eagles right now have a 28% chance of making the playoffs. Washington has a 32% chance. If the Eagles lose this game, that falls to 12% for the Eagles.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
And if the Eagles win the game, they increase to 44%. So obviously a huge game for the Eagles, as it is likewise for Washington, because if Washington wins a game, their win percentage goes up to 50%. So huge game, both sides. I think Philadelphia wins the game. But as far as the point spread is concerned, we have to see exactly where that number settles.
Yeah, these teams, it's like, I guess the Browns a favorite now on Monday. I don't even understand what's going on.
Yeah, that's all just in anticipation of a positive or a negative test coming back their way on Tuesday. But you can't bet into that garbage. You have to you have to know exactly what it is that you have before you make those plays. So it's all speculation and all talk. It's just really a mess, as you said.
Yeah, all right. Well, if people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777 on the internet at playbooksports.com. Mark, have a great week and Merry Christmas to you and the family. And just enjoy Tuesday night football. It's really good stuff.
We're going to look forward to that, Howard. I'm going to go off and start listening to those Christmas songs again, okay?
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. It's crazy. All right, let's see if we can qualify some more people, and we got to do it quickly. All right, go ahead, Pat.
Oh, hi, Howard. Blowout. Good morning.
Good morning. Biggest blowout.
Biggest blowout, August 16, 2018, the Phillies under Gabe Kapler. They lost to the stinking Mets 24-4.
You know, that's really pretty good. All right, we'll put you in the mix, and we'll have the millennials come up with it. And I wanted to say something about Embiid. It can't be anything good.
I would just quickly, if you were Daryl Morey, what would be your window with Joel and Embiid as far as keeping with the franchise and blowing up the franchise? Or, like, how many more years, if you were Daryl Morey, you would keep him and build around?
Well, I think he's going to keep him until he gets fired, and Morey will get fired. But I appreciate the call. Merry Christmas. Derek, your biggest blowout.
This was the year after the 76ers made the NBA Finals versus the Lakers. This was 2002, first round against Boston. Went to a final game five. That's when they had five-game series.
Yeah, what was it?
First round. And we got blown out by 33 points. Pierce lit us up for 46
In the playoffs,
points.
They got blown out by 33 points?
Yes, 120-87.
Well, that's actually a good one.
And that was the year, I don't know, that was the year your sandwich buddy, Iverson, said the infamous, we're talking about playoffs.
Yeah, well.
Not a game. We're talking about practice.
All right. George, what's the game?
Good morning, Howard. 59 years ago when you and I were young.
We can't go 59 years ago. Come on, George.
1962, the Eagles lost to the Packers 2 years after they beat them 49-0 in Philly. It was the third largest lopsided loss.
Yeah, we can't. It's a nice try, but I can't go back that far. John, you're the last one.
All right, this goes back a ways, Howard, but it changed the course of the team. 1975, Monday Night Football, a bunch of ex-Eagles playing for the Los Angeles Rams. They came in and beat us 42-3. Next day, Mike McCormick, who a lot of people thought was a genius, but even my uncle who used to play in the NFL said was a dope. His goose was cooked. Leonard Toews fires him and hires Dick Vermeil.
You know what? Mike McCormick called his team dogs at one point, and people brought out dog bones and full cans of dog food and threw them at the players. It was unbelievable. But nonetheless, two games that... I remember the Sixers got beat by 50 one game under Brett Brown. Nobody mentioned that. And I remember against Milwaukee. Milwaukee scored 23 runs against the Phillies, and Gabe Kapler said we played hard. So, all right, it's millennial time. It's Kyle back at the studio. It's Bill Matz here. All right, boys, this is the millennial choice. Go ahead. Your first place, second place, give it to me.
All right. Well, we got a lot of Eagles ones today, which is pretty surprising, I guess. There's a lot of Phillies ones out there. We were, you and I, before the show, were talking about one Phillies loss in particular where they lost 24-4 to the Mets, and Patton Media brought that one up, so we're going to give him the number one prize there.
Okay, so he gets it, the Bruno Brothers gift certificate for $100. He's going to enjoy it. A lot of good food, great catering, debruno.com. You can check it all out. And second place, the Joseph Anthony $50 gift certificate goes to who?
Yeah, this is going to go to Ed for Andy Reid's last game as the Eagles coach when we lost 42-7 versus the Giants back in 2012.
Okay. Are you on board with that, Bill?
Yeah. First of all, like, any loss to the Mets is just okay. debilitating. And Andy made his career beating up on the division, so taking one, you know, from the Giants, that kind of hurts. And it was his last game. That's a tough one.
All right. And that, who is that? Ed wins the Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon gift certificate, 3 locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Check it out or check them out in person, josephanthony.com. Everybody, and you know, I'm going to leave you with my favorite song. And I don't believe I'm working next Saturday. It's on Christmas Day. But I want to wish everybody, the first thing is good health, because that's really important. And we're in a little bit of a tailspin now with healthy people in this country. I want to wish you the best for the holidays. I'm hoping that everybody gets some of the things or most of the things that they would like for Christmas. I hope you finish your Christmas shopping. But more than anything else, as we come towards the end of another year, and it's Christmas is the first stop, the best and appreciation for everybody out there that listens to the show. Everybody from the Borgata, where we do the shows. Thanks to my producer back at the studio, Kyle Quinn. My producer here at the Borgata, Bill Matz. Thanks to all of you. And the thing that I really want to emphasize more than anything else, wish everybody a very, very, very Merry Christmas as we go out on Little Drummer Boy, my favorite song. Thanks, and Merry Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.